Off the ball. This is News Talk.
You're either good at boxing or you're not.
So you don't think he actually has the more instinctive
tools?
You're
good at boxing or you're not. His dad's been saying that he's unbelievable, that he's going to shock the world. Reality's tonight, and reality hits home hard. This is it. I'm sorry, Duke. I know you don't want
to.
I don't know. You don't want
to
hear this. I know you don't want to hear this. Yeah, I know you don't want
to
hear this because I was telling you earlier, it's just such a shame that somebody can be built up to win some kind of belt like that and then make out you're this superhuman guy, next gen, you know, walking in these houses, making out you're going to buy them and all this stuff, and because you're going to knock George out. It didn't happen. Listen, you can't. I personally don't think, right, he's a hard puncher anyway. In this game, you need to get a jail card. You need to be able to put them away. Brock them up. You need to smash them up. You know what? He threw the kitchen sink at George Groves tonight. He didn't do it.
That's Prince Nassim not impressed with the performance of Chris Eubank Jr. against George Groves on Saturday night. This was in Manchester, where Groves outboxed. Eubank was the general consensus, and not least Prince Nassim's, and was the far superior fighter. Ronan Mullen, part of the show, was there on Saturday night at the Manchester Arena, where 20,000 tickets sold out in 7 minutes. The interesting point here was that Eubank was slight favourites with the bookies. I mean, maybe 50-50, maybe slight edge towards Eubank, but nobody was really expecting Groves to outbox him the way he did over 12 rounds.
Yeah, well, you've got this sort of perception versus reality thing whereby Chris Eubank, the cult of the Eubank, the brand, is more of a commercial thing than a sporting thing, which it came to pass at the weekend.
That's certainly what you feel Prince Nassim is getting at.
Yeah, like Chris Eubank Jr. is like the social media, the typical social media boxer. He brings out all these videos and shows he's working 365, 24/7.
Yeah.
But in reality, he has no trainer, so he's not the most polished technician, whereas Groves has a serious amateur pedigree, and that, you know, that bore out at the weekend.
Is Junior being trained by Senior unofficially, or what's their relationship like, or do we know? Because I saw Kevin Mitchell in The Guardian suggesting, well, actually reporting that Groves, who he says has no animosity towards Eubank, said after the fight that he should go to the US to rebuild his career and also away from the suffocating influence of Chris Eubank Senior.
Yeah, well, it's almost as if Chris Eubank Senior is the CEO of brand Eubank. There's no real boxing element to their relationship from what I can gather.
Yeah.
Ronnie Davis, who would have trained Senior in the 90s, is there as like a de facto boxing coach, but he doesn't actually. Chris Eubank Junior, by all accounts, is self-taught. He had a brief spell with Adam Booth and fought our own Gary Spike O'Sullivan a couple of years ago and looked, it was his most polished performance to date.
Okay.
But their relationship didn't work out because Junior is quite very much his own man.
And would Junior be fighting at this level, getting this attention, if his name wasn't Chris Eubank Jr.? Like, I mean, is that still the shadow that's cast over him?
See, that's the thing. He needs to realise there's a church-state relationship between his commercial ventures and his boxing ventures. He's going to have to park Senior's involvement in the boxing side of things.
Yeah.
Whatever about using the name, the ring walk, it's all great. In terms of boxing, he needs to go back to Adam Booth or someone of that calibre. He's 28 now. He should be the finished article. And yet, you saw him at the weekend and he's raw with his punches. You know, he doesn't follow through, and he's wild swings. Whereas you saw Groves is such a great technician.
Right.
You know, really sharp with his punches, counter punching. But a point I would like to make is that the World Boxing Super Series was what made this fight come together.
Yeah. So this casual fans won't be aware of this. I mean, I didn't fully understand why this fight was happening as such. Or,
yeah,
it, you know, when I suddenly heard it was a quarter final of something called the World Boxing Super Series, this was new to me, I must be honest. So effectively, they've grouped together a number of fighters, including Groves and Eubank. And ultimately, Groves most likely will be in the final at the O2 Arena in London on June 2nd. So that's what was going on here, boxing almost having a mini tournament.
We've tried this in the past with the Super Six, and while it was a good idea in principle, injuries and whatnot, you know, kind of stymie things a little bit. Whereas this one, it started a year ago and we're on course to have it finished in June.
Mm.
And when the draw was initially made, Groves was seated number one as WBA champion and Eubank was seated number three. And this was the fight everyone was looking forward to, because ordinarily this would never have happened. These two, for political reasons within boxing, would have been kept apart. But
it happened.
It happened, yeah.
one of the reasons we just wanted to touch on it briefly in the show tonight is I heard it was still a brilliant fight. You know, for all the dominance that we're saying that Groves had, it was still a very watchable, good fight over the 12 rounds.
There was a brilliant line in Boxing News heading into the fight. It said, if Eubank is a one-man riot, Groves' jab is the police baton. So basically, Eubank was, you know, locked and loaded, ready to get involved inside, whereas Groves was just keeping him at distance. Okay. And six rounds had flown by before Eubank knew where he was.
Okay, so he's just totally outboxed, really, and that lack of polish that you're talking about.
Yeah, and it was the last quarter of the fight where Eubank started to stamp his authority, and people might have suspected Groves is, he has this reputation for having a poor enough engine, but he was right in there at the end. His shoulder was dislocated in the 12th round.
Yeah, I saw that.
So it became something like from Raging Bull towards the end. There was blood specks going onto the camera lens. Mm. But it was a brutal fight, but a brilliant fight. And if it were it not for the World Boxing Super Series, it might never have happened.
Okay, interesting. And where were you amongst the 20,000? Are you like back row?
I was just one of the civilians in the middle tier there. But
yeah, is it like do you see, will you watch it back on TV? How much of the fight do you feel you see from 100 yards away?
Oh, you get a very good grasp of the fight itself. And that was one of the occasions where you kind of knew you could follow the storyline of the fight. Sometimes you go home and watch it again, you're surprised you didn't quite tally with the judges' scorecards. Mm-hmm. But in this one, you know, Groves was the consensus winner.
Okay, interesting stuff. Ronan Mullen, thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
Off the Ball.
Find us on Twitter at Off the Ball.
News Talk 106 to 108.